Hello and welcome to UC Today. My name is Kieran and today's session is Why Compliant Call Recording is Critical for FinServs. I am delighted to be joined by Chloe M, Growth Director at Oak Innovation. Chloe, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
Before we explore exactly why compliant call recording is critical for FinServs, can you please tell us a little about yourself, Chloe, and the work you do with Oak?
Yeah, so I've been at Oak for about 17 years. I worked in lots of different areas of the business, but it's mainly been in sales. And the last few years, I've taken on more of an interest in growth and finding new partners to work with and working with lovely people such as yourself.
Well, very kind of you. And, my turn to repay the compliment. Your level of expertise and experience positions you perfectly to answer what kind of compliance challenges are FinServs facing going into 2024, the kind of solutions that Oak are ready to provide for?
Yeah, so it's a really interesting time at the moment because I'm sure anyone in the telecoms industry that's listening to this would agree there's definitely a big push into the world of Teams. A lot of people moving away from, there was originally the traditional on-premise telephony, then a lot of movement into hosted and cloud-based phone systems. And now there's a big rise in Teams and people using Teams phone as their phone system with lots of layers on top, like Teams Contact Center and solutions like Clarify Go from Oak. But as we're moving into that area, I think there's education that needs to be had. So, for example, you might have people who might have had call recording included in their hosted phone system or their contact center solution, which would have covered the requirements outlined by the FCA, MiFID II, things like that. But as they're moving into Teams, that's not the case. Or for companies maybe where they're doing a combination of contact center and Teams, it might mean that their contact center calls are under the requirements that are put together by the FCA or MiFID II, but their Teams calls, especially things like Teams to Teams and meetings, they might not be. So it's worth making sure that as companies are changing the way they do things, they're getting involved in a lot more meetings, or even if they're especially if they're moving to just Teams phone for their telephony, that they're making sure that their recording requirements stay up to scratch with the compliance requirements they need to adhere to.
Perfect. And obviously these are the massive challenges. Mm-hmm. When there's challenges, there's always a solution, at least we hope so.
Yeah.
So what does a FinServ, in your experience, need to look for in a call recording solution?
So if you're FCA regulated, the main thing they seem to really care about is that calls are fully encrypted. So, for our solution, for example, we use 256-bit AES encryption. So that just means that the calls are fully tamper-proof. You'll get a lot of solutions out there where they might be in a secure environment, but when you scratch the surface and look a bit deeper, you'll often find that the recordings themselves are just stored as WAV or MP3 files. So that wouldn't be good enough for what the FCA require. And then also there'll be usually some timescale that will be outlined, usually by the compliance officer, that can change depending on the specific industry that is being regulated by the FCA. And then for things like MiFID II, so again, their calls need to be encrypted, but also you need to be able to make sure that calls are kept for 7 years or something odd around 5 years with the option of the additional two. I don't know why they don't just say seven. But again, for that time period, the calls need to remain encrypted. But most importantly, for MiFID II regulations, they say that you need to make sure you're recording any communication related to a transaction. So there are some solutions out there that will just record PSTN calls. So if you're speaking to customers, especially if you're in the equity bonds and derivatives market where you're discussing the conclusion of transactions, if you are discussing those conclusions even internally, whether it's on meetings, whether it's Teams to Teams calls, you need to make sure you're recording those calls too. So it's very important to make sure you're not just recording your PSTN in those industries. And then you for our North American customers, we've got Dodd-Frank as well, who also aim to adhere to very similar requirements as well. So Oak are really keen to make sure we tick all those boxes.
Perfect. And would you say, in a sense, third-party recording solutions are they the answer to these challenges? Obviously, you touched on Clarify Go there.
Yeah, so in FinServ, really, third-party solutions on Teams are the only option. So you've got four different types of recordings when it comes to Teams. You've got your inbuilt Teams recordings, so your manual recording. That's very limited. They're not encrypted. There's no real search interface. I don't believe the calls are stored in an encrypted format either. So in my experience, I would say that's great if you're just wanting to manually record a call because it's handy to record, but nothing really much more than that. Then you've got things that might have recording that are just for PSTN, maybe like a direct routing solution that might have PSTN recording built in, or maybe you're recording via SIPREC, but again, you're only going to be recording those PSTN calls, so you're not recording those Teams to Teams calls or those meetings, and you're going to have limited search functionality. And most importantly, if you are recording via a direct routing solution or you are recording via SIPREC, you're not going to be a Microsoft certified recording solution. Whereas Clarify Go, our solution, is Microsoft certified. So there's your four options, like I say. So you've got your inbuilt Teams recording, you've got your PSTN type, like say direct routing, SIPREC type recording. You've got your third option, which might come with your contact center solution or your hosted system. Even if it has got integration into Teams, often it's still only recording those PSTN calls because actually, although it looks like a Teams integrated recording solution, it's not a Microsoft certified recording Teams integrated solution. So you've got your two graph APIs. You've got your contact center graph API, and then you've got your call recording graph API, and you're only going to be recording like say those PSTN, so those Teams to Teams calls and those meetings, if you're recording via the call recording graph API, which brings you on to your fourth option, which is your Clarify Go type solutions of the world. So there's only a handful of us in the world that record via that recording graph API, but it does mean that we are recording, like I say, not just the PSTN, but also the Teams to Teams and the meetings, but also we can record the visual. So we can record the video and screen sharing if that's something that they need to adhere to for compliance. And then you've got all your other features that we help to support that. So things like legal holds, or if you want to maybe do some scoring to make sure there's no coercion happening on calls around misleading how you or leading too much of the advice you give to a customer or something like that. So we not only are covering the have to haves, we're also adding those nice to haves to the FinServ industry as well.
And so you've touched on those four different types of recording devices on the market. Is there any middle ground apart from the Teams certified recording solutions?
Yeah, so one thing that's definitely worth pointing out is that because the way we record Teams, we're tapping directly off the Teams tenant. We're going to record your Teams call regardless of your Operator Connect solution, your direct routing solution, your contact center solution. So you can go for any of those products, and you can still have the Clarify Go recording and know that your calls can get recorded as long as they are happening within Teams. So regardless of how you're making and receiving that call, as long as it's happening within Teams, we will record it, which gives the customer flexibility as well. It means they can change their Operator Connect solution or their contact center solution, and their recording will still be the same. And that's also particularly nice for FinServ, because if you have to keep your calls for 7 years, it's nice to know that you could do some changes in that 7 years without wondering what you're going to do about your call recording if it changes in that time. So that's covering that. But also, what we are doing is we are partnering with a number of the Operator Connect solutions, direct routing solutions, contact center solutions, so that they can still offer our recording as part of their package. And in some cases, we're actually doing integration as well. So with some of the contact center solutions, you'll actually be able to play our recording via the contact center solution. So it's really giving you the best of all the different options, and a lot of flexibility, which makes decision making hopefully a lot easier for the customer.
Perfect. And before I let you go, just one final question, please, Chloe. What does 2024 have in store for Oak?
Yeah, so actually, we're really excited about 2024. So we've got about two features left on the roadmap that we want to tick off before we've almost run out of everything you could have as like as like every potential call recording feature. So what we really want to focus on in 2024 is our integrations, which fits really well with this conversation. So we're going to want to be speaking to the likes of people like maybe Bloomberg or Steely or some of the analytics companies or archiving companies that specifically focus on FinServ. So that's really where we're going to be looking to work in 2024.
Great. So would that be within like the Bloomberg terminal, or would that be more across their in-house tech?
Either, so whichever. It's an early conversation, really. We've looked at their APIs, and we'll probably take their lead, because when it comes to that particular area, they probably know better than we do.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, it's all very exciting. So, thanks. Thanks, Chloe. It's been a really good session, so thank you for being here today.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
And if you enjoyed this video, please give us a like and share on social media, and we'll see you next time. I've been Kieran Devlin with UC Today. Thanks for watching.